It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season marks the 50th year of R.H. Bob Peters' involvement in BSU Beaver hockey. His former players look back at his career. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The 2016-17 season marks the 50th year that R.H. Bob Peters has been involved with Beaver hockey. Bob Fitzgerald played at BSU from 1980 to 1984. He was also a member of the undefeated championship team. He remembers this about R.H.
It would have been the fall of 1980, just before, actually it was over freshman orientation. I was actually scheduled to go to Eastern New Mexico State and play some golf. Came down to freshman orientation in August of 1980 with a friend of mine by the name of Wade Hoppe, who was one of the leading scorers in Section A at that time. As a matter of fact, I think he and Eddie Christian from Waro tied that year for the leading scorer in the section. And I came down just as a trip and to escort Wade down here and have a little fun for the weekend. And next, you know, one thing led to another. And the next thing I know that... I'm going to school here, and then I'm going to play some golf. And then RH talked to me a little bit and asked if I wanted to play some hockey. So I had met him on that weekend. It's quite ironic, you know, to end up here and then to go through 4 years of really tutelage with a legend. Let's be very frank about it. I didn't have a really great first impression of the guy, quite frankly, because he used to write letters, send recruiting letters and such to Wade Hoppe and Dave Getz, who ended up playing here as well. And bring your friend Bob Fitzgerald along if he wants to come. But Wade and I came down here right out of high school. Davey Getz went up to Warroad and played for the Lakers for a year and then came down here. We all graduated together from Thief River Falls. And Wade was actually my roommate. We were line mates, he and I and Scotty Monsrud. God rest his soul. Scotty passed away a few years ago. But then Wade thought that Coach made us work too hard, so he decided he was going to go back to Thief River and went to the JUCO there and played some hockey and then went on to a fantastic teaching career in the Brainerd Lakes area.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.